Republicans weigh second reconciliation bill. Washington, after Congress passed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act 5 months ago, advancing President Donald Trump's policy agenda through budget reconciliation, GOP lawmakers are pushing for a second such package. Like the first reconciliation bill, it could allow Republicans to sidestep the Senate filibuster. Yet it, too, would face narrow Republican margins in Congress. Representative August Pfluger, the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, told the Epoch Times on November 19th that Reconciliation 2.0 is something that we're working on. We believe that affordability needs to be the key priority here, especially dealing with health care and housing, said Pfluger, who has led an RSC working group on a second such package. During a November 20th Senate floor speech, Senator John Kennedy asked, "Why have we sat around for 5 months and not started on the second reconciliation bill? If we do not take advantage of this opportunity to lower the cost of living for the American people through reconciliation, when we only need 51 votes to do it, it's legislative malpractice," he added. Earlier in November, Politico reported that Senator Lindsey Graham said he was meeting with Republicans about the contours of a second bill. Graham, who chairs the Senate Budget Committee, would play a key role in steering any policy proposals through budget reconciliation. Momentum has picked up after months of relative quiet on the issue. On October 21st, several months after the passage of the reconciliation megabill, Trump told Republican senators that he and Congress don't need to pass any more bills. "We got everything in that bill. There's nothing else we have to put," he said of the first reconciliation package during a lunch at the White House Rose Garden. Health care, housing, and affordability. In July, several weeks after Trump signed the OBBB into law, Pfluger launched an RSC working group to develop a framework for a second reconciliation bill. On November 23rd, he made the case for a second such effort in the Wall Street Journal. His policy prescriptions include decreasing funding to sanctuary jurisdictions, increasing the portability of mortgages, and unveiling new alternatives to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. ACA premium tax credits, set to expire at the end of this year, will get a vote in December. The White House has circulated a plan that would see them extended. Pfluger told the Epoch Times that reconciliation discussions are entirely separate from the ACA tax credit debate. Representative Chip Roy, a member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, told the Epoch Times on November 19th that Republicans seeking to address health care, affordability, and related issues might have to choose between budget reconciliation and filibuster reform. He said he sent ideas over to the White House in August. "I think we are optimistic that there are things we can do, but we've got to work to build the votes," he said. Roy was a longtime holdout during the first reconciliation process earlier this year. By contrast, during the government shutdown, he and others in the House Freedom Caucus generally coordinated with House Republican leadership. He credited that to early conversations, the sort of engagement that could be key to the shape of a possible future reconciliation bill, along with a resolution of the ACA subsidy issue. "Come tell me you're going to give me health care reform, then talk to me about what you want to do on the subsidies," Roy said. Representative Aaron Bean, a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, predicted that health care policy would be central to a second reconciliation bill. "I wouldn't be surprised if there's one that comes out in the spring," he told the Epoch Times. While some Republican lawmakers have emphasized health care in talk of another reconciliation bill, Representative Pete Sessions has stressed housing, more specifically, the supply of less costly housing. "We actually are going to have to cushion the reconciliation package for there to be money that is available for housing," he said. Sessions would like to see the Federal Housing Authority's money incentivize the construction of more affordable homes by private investors. He contrasted his proposal with those of the RSC on housing, which include the removal of any capital gains tax on the sale of primary residences. "We have a bigger problem than just money. We have a problem with trying to fit people in houses with children," Sessions said.